You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of August 6, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
So you've heard the expression cool beans, right?
Cool beans, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this one is going to be about a very cool bean called the tepary bean.
Tepary bean. Okay. Sounds cool already.
Yeah, it is. It's an ancient variety of bean that is very indigenous to southern Arizona and northern Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I first heard about the tepary bean from a 60 Minutes segment that was on the high rate of obesity and diabetes among the Pima Indians in southern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the tepary bean was an important part of their traditional diet,
mm-hmm,
until they were forced to adopt a processed food diet in the late 1800s when the U.S. government cut off their water irrigation supply.
Did the damming, sure.
They were rerouting the water away from the Pima's land toward the farms and homes of white settlers.
Oh, okay.
So to kind of make up for that, the U.S. government started giving them processed foods like white flour, white sugar, lard.
Right.
Peanut butter.
Right.
In fact, that's how fry bread came about.
Right. It was a creation of that change.
Right,
that
exactly. So that really isn't a native food,
right,
fry bread, but the tepary bean is.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool is that they started to go back, as you know, the University of Arizona was doing studies on them because of their high rates of diabetes. They have a 15% higher rate than the average.
Wow.
And so they started looking at what their native foods were.
Mm-hmm.
And the tepary bean was one that they started to bring back. And they actually had to get it from a seed bank at the university because it had nearly been lost from the whole culture.
Thank God.
No one even knew about it except for some of the, you know, really old elders.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even know where it was anymore, mm-hmm, how to get it. But they started growing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And the people started eating it again and started eating more of their natural diet. And what they found is the tepary bean is one of the best foods for managing diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to become more popular among, chefs and, you know, some kind of high-end cuisine now of trying to bring in tepary beans as a unique type of food. But it's got more protein in it than most other beans.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a high amount of calcium and iron and magnesium, which are all very important for balancing minerals in our body.
Mm-hmm.
It's very alkaline because of those minerals.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a lower amount of the enzyme inhibiting properties of beans that usually make us have gas.
Oh, okay.
Because we can't digest them very well.
Oh, okay.
Tepary beans are not like that. They have lower amounts of that, so they're not as hard to digest.
Okay.
But what's really nice is that they've been studied now, and they've been found to be very helpful for people with diabetes because they have a very low glycemic index.
Hmm.
Their glycemic index is like around 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so to give you a comparison, you know, white sugar has about 64.
Okay.
So it's nearly half of what that is.
Right.
So it affects people in a positive way for managing diabetes. So the tepary beans are really neat. Now, what's nice about them is that they, you have to soak them just like you do any other bean.
Mm-hmm.
They can be cooked in a crock pot or they can be cooked on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two varieties that are popular. There's the brown ones and then there's the white ones. And the white ones are kind of sweet tasting a little bit,
mm-hmm,
whereas the brown ones are more nutty and earthy tasting.
Okay.
They make great soups and stews.
So where can people get these?
If you're in the Phoenix area, I've seen them at the Guadalupe Farmer Market, which is a little tiny permanent standing farmer market. But for everyone else, there's a place called nativeseed.org.
Nativeseed.org.
Native Seeds.
Seeds.
Yeah, with an S. Dot
okay.
org.
Okay.
And they sell for about $3.50 a pound.
Okay.
On there. So they're a little more expensive than most other beans, but of course they're much more special.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really great. So you can cook them, you know, crock pot or on stove, and they make great soups and just regular types of beans. And the types of seasonings that go well with them are the seasonings of the Southwest, you know, cumin, chili powder, cilantro, those types of seasonings go really well with these beans.
Great. All right. Sounds very cool. Well, I love the history of the story of this thing.
So do I. And the fact that that part of the region is really only about 120 miles southwest of Tucson, mm-hmm. which is not that far from where we are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So for us, it's a local food also.
Sure, sure, sure. And it's spelled T-E-P-A-R-Y.
Yes.
Right? All right. Great, Dee. Thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out our website for more of these podcasts and lots of cool articles and videos at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.